Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I am so glad you are here because today we are diving into one of the most important material topics you will face in your exam, timber. Specifically, we are going to cover the categorization of timber types, their properties, and their structure. This topic comes up again and again in exams, so by the end of this episode, you will feel genuinely confident about it. Let us get started. So, first things first, what actually is timber? Timber is wood that has been processed and prepared for use as a building or manufacturing material. But here is the key thing your examiner wants you to understand. Not all timber is the same. Timber falls into three broad categories: hardwoods, softwoods, and manufactured boards. And yes, before you ask, the names are a little misleading, so let us clear that up right now. Hardwoods come from deciduous trees. That is, trees that lose their leaves in autumn. Think oak, mahogany, beech, and balsa. Now, here is the thing that trips up so many candidates in the exam. Balsa is technically a hardwood, even though it is one of the softest, lightest woods you will ever handle. That is because the classification is based on the type of tree, not the actual hardness of the wood. So if an examiner asks you to classify balsa, the answer is hardwood, and you will earn that mark by knowing that little fact. Softwoods, on the other hand, come from coniferous trees, the ones that stay green all year round, like pine and cedar. These trees generally grow faster than deciduous trees, which is why softwoods tend to be cheaper and more widely available. Pine is your classic example. It is used everywhere from construction to flat-pack furniture. Cedar is another one worth knowing. It has a beautiful aromatic smell and is naturally resistant to rot, which makes it great for outdoor applications like garden furniture or cladding. Now, let us talk about manufactured boards, and this is where things get really interesting for your exam. Manufactured boards are engineered materials made from wood fibres, chips, or veneers that are bonded together with adhesives under heat and pressure. The key examples you need to know are plywood, MDF, that is medium density fibreboard, and chipboard. Plywood is made from thin layers of wood veneer, called plies, that are glued together with the grain of each layer running at right angles to the one below. This cross-grain structure gives plywood exceptional strength and resistance to warping, much better than solid timber in many cases. It is used in furniture, flooring, and construction. MDF, medium density fiberboard, is made from wood fibres that have been broken down and then bonded together with resin under heat and pressure. The result is a board with a completely uniform, smooth surface. No grain, no knots. This makes it absolutely ideal for painting, routing, and shaping. It is widely used in furniture, shelving, and interior joinery. One thing to flag though, MDF is heavy, it does not like moisture, and the dust produced when cutting it is hazardous, so you should always mention the need for a dust mask when discussing its use in a practical context in the online programme. Chipboard is made from wood chips and shavings bonded with resin. It is the cheapest of the manufactured boards, and you will recognise it as the material used in flat-pack furniture, often with a melamine or veneer surface applied on top. It is not as strong as plywood or MDF, and it doesn't hold screws well at the edges. But for cost-effective shelving and carcass construction, it does the job.
Right, so now let us talk about properties, because this is where the real exam marks are. When your examiner asks you to justify a material choice, they want you to use specific property vocabulary. The three big ones for timber are hardness, toughness, and durability. Hardness refers to a material's resistance to scratching, indentation, or wear on its surface. Oak, for example, is very hard, which is why it is used for flooring and worktops that need to withstand daily use. Pine is softer, which means it scratches more easily, something to consider when choosing a material for a product that will see heavy use. Toughness is different from hardness, and this distinction is worth marks in the exam. Toughness refers to a material's ability to absorb impact without fracturing or breaking. Beech is a great example of a tough hardwood. It can withstand repeated knocks and impacts, which is why it's used for tool handles, workbenches, and children's toys. Durability refers to how well a material resists decay, rot, and weathering over time. Cedar is naturally durable outdoors. Oak heartwood is also very durable. pine, by contrast, has lower natural durability and often needs to be treated with preservatives if used outdoors. And then there is workability, how easy a material is to cut, shape, join, and finish. Balsa is incredibly easy to work with hand tools, which is why it's used in modelling and prototyping. MDF has excellent workability for machining and painting. Oak, while beautiful, can be harder to work and blunts tools more quickly. Now let us talk about wood structure, because understanding structure helps you explain properties, and that is exactly what the higher mark questions ask you to do. If you look at a cross-section of a tree trunk, you will see concentric rings. These are annual growth rings, and each one represents 1 year of growth. The inner, darker wood is called heartwood. It is denser, stronger, and more durable because it is the older, dead wood at the core of the tree. The outer, lighter wood is called sapwood. It is younger, less dense, and less durable. This is why timber cut from the heartwood is generally of higher quality. The grain of the wood, those lines you see running along a plank, reflects the direction of the wood fibres. Softwoods, like pine, tend to have a straight, regular grain, which makes them easier to work with. Hardwoods, like oak, can have a more complex, interlocked grain, which contributes to their strength but can make them trickier to cut cleanly.
Okay, let us move into exam tips. And I want you to really listen here, because these are the things that separate a grade 7 from a grade 5. First tip, always justify your material choice. If a question asks you to explain why oak would be a suitable material for a dining table, do not just say because it is strong. Say, oak is a hardwood with high hardness and durability, meaning it will resist surface scratches from daily use and will not deteriorate quickly over time. Its attractive grain also provides an aesthetically pleasing finish. That is the kind of answer that earns full marks. Second tip, know the difference between the source of natural timbers and the production of manufactured boards. Natural timbers come from trees. They are a natural, renewable resource. Manufactured boards are engineered products. They are made in a factory using wood waste and adhesives. Examiners specifically test this distinction, so make sure you can articulate it clearly. Third tip, do not confuse hardwood with hard and softwood with soft. Remember, it is about the tree type, not the physical property. Balsa is a hardwood. Some softwoods are actually quite hard. If you make this mistake in the exam, you will lose marks that you really should not lose. Fourth tip, when discussing manufactured boards, always mention their advantages and their limitations. MDF is smooth and easy to paint, but it is heavy and moisture sensitive. Plywood is strong and stable, but it can be expensive. Chipboard is cheap, but it doesn't hold screws well at the edges. Showing this balanced understanding is what gets you into the higher mark bands. Now, let us do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how you get on. I will ask the question, give you a moment to think, and then give you the answer. Question 1. Name two hardwoods and state one property of each. Answer: oak, high hardness and durability. Mahogany, fine grain and good workability. Beech, high toughness. Any two of those would earn you marks. Question 2. What is MDF made from and what is its key advantage? Answer: MDF is made from wood fibres bonded with resin under heat and pressure. Its key advantage is its smooth, uniform surface, ideal for painting and machining. Question 3. Explain the difference between hardness and toughness. Answer: hardness is resistance to surface scratching and indentation. Toughness is the ability to absorb impact without fracturing. They are different properties. A material can be hard but brittle, or tough but relatively soft. Question 4. Why is balsa classified as a hardwood? Because it comes from a deciduous tree. The classification is based on the tree type, not the physical hardness of the wood. Right, let us wrap up. Timber is classified into three categories: hardwoods from deciduous trees, softwoods from coniferous trees, and manufactured boards made from engineered wood products. Key hardwoods include oak, mahogany, beech, and balsa.
Key softwoods include pine and cedar. Key manufactured boards include plywood, MDF and chipboard. The three main properties to discuss are hardness, toughness and durability, and you must be able to define each one precisely and link them to specific timber choices. In the exam, always justify your material choices with specific property vocabulary. Distinguish between natural and manufactured timbers, and show balanced understanding of advantages and limitations. Do that, and you will be picking up marks all over this topic. That is it for today's episode. Well done for revising. You are doing brilliantly. Keep going, keep practicing, and I will see you in the next one. Good luck!